not prophesizable. Prophesizable? You can't prophesy about prophesiable, not prophesize. Prophesy. Prophesiable. You can't prophesy about, not the right word. You can't prophesy about certain topics. And enough will never come and say that we should discern about Avodah Zarah. That's just nevuah. The first thing we do is we judge a Navi based on what he says. Then we have to then start to look at who the Navi is himself. Does he have the qualifications of being a Navi, which we discussed last time? Rambam says he has to be Chacham, Gibur, and Ashir. Can we explain what that means in terms of Midos? So that's number one. Now, after we've heard that this gentleman has been prophesying things that are able to be prophesied about, and he has the qualities of a Navi, so now we begin and we test him. And we start to see, not miracles necessarily, but we test him to see if his, that which he, his nevuos, whether they come true. V'al kein, nemar be'inyan Shmuel, which is parsem in his boyar, kikomash yedaber bo yavo. When it became clear about Shmuel, that all the things he was saying were continually proving to be true, v'yeda kol Yisrael ki neman Shmuel v'navi Hashem. In other words, the Navi builds up for himself a reputation. Someone doesn't just come into town and say, oh, I'm a Navi. Who wants to meet with me? $200 per meeting. Who wants to meet with me? I'll tell you the future. That's not how a Navi works. The loyim schadish etzlam dover shloyim sholim alav the Navim b'chol yaneim. And there was, they never had things that they didn't ask the Navi about. They were able to ask about everything. V'lu leizeh, lo ba shol Shmuel, be'ad aved l'sh'avdu imenu b'haschal asim yanu. And if it wasn't for this, the fact that they would ask the Navi about anything, so Shaul never would have come to Shmuel, right? What happens in say, for Shmuel Aleph, in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, Shaul is a young shepherd, and he's looking out for his sheep, and he can't find them, and he says, oh, I think there's a Navi in this town. Let's go in and ask him what the story is. So what, he's going to ask the Navi about his sheep? Yeah, you see that the practice was that they would ask, even about regular things, they would ask. Being suffix, shadavar kach, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this idea that the Navi was used even for regular things. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heikim lanu neviyim, chelef, hovrei shemayim, v'hama'onanim v'hakosmin, kideish nish'aleim, v'chlalam uv'pratim, v'yodi'unu b'akol, advar ma'ne'amonim me'akel. This is, we know this because Hashem established the Nevi'im to be in place of, in exchange for, Hovrei Shamayim, Ma'onanim, and Kosmim. These are all different types of, soothsayers, necromancers, magicians, all different types of prophets.
Legitimate? Meaning,
but evil prophets. In other words, not really prophets, lowercase p prophets. People who did all different, black magic, different types of methods, Ouija boards. And notice that we can ask them, just like the Goyim were using these people for their needs, so too Hashem gave us a kosher way to do it, to ask things from Hashem. Just like they would also ask, in other words, the Navi's not just the person who brings a message to the people, repent, repent, but the Navi also would be there to ask questions to. Kimo shenemar, ki ha-goyim ha-eila asher ata yoresh osam, El ma'onanim ve'el kosmim yishmo. Navi mikir becha me'achecha kamoni. The pasuk itself sets up this comparison between the Navi and the false prophet, the black magician, the one who practices black magic. That this, that there would be this, this role would be fulfilled by the Navi. U'bishvil nyanim elu ayikorim shem ha-Navi. And that's why the Navi, right, this is where he's coming from. This is, you know, he sounds defensive. Why is he belaboring the point? Whenever a Rishon belabors a point, it means that there are other people who say otherwise. The Rambam is responding, right? Whenever Tosfos says, V'ein lomar, that means that there were a lot of Rishonim saying that, and Tosfos is coming, don't say like that. You just have to find it sometimes, who it is. So there were those who were saying that the Navi is only there to bring a message. There's a Rashi like that in Megillah, I believe, where the Gemara makes reference to a Navi, and Rashi says that a Navi is someone who brings a message to the people. Now, I'm not saying that Rashi only holds that, but the Rambam believes very strongly that Nevuah is a stage, we spoke about it before, but is a stage in intellectual growth. It's not just a person that God decides to give a message for the people. And that's why the Navi is called a roe. In fact, in English, another word for a prophet is a seer. Now, you might not realize that. A seer is S-E-E-R, one who sees. A seer, someone who sees. That's why the Navi is called a roe. See those kodem hayotam before they happen. Kamoshinavar nemar kilinavi hayom yikra lefanim. Pasuk in Shmuel says also when Shaul is seeking out Shmuel, the pasuk says there was a roe in that town, and back in the day they used to call a navi a roe. Okay. So who specifically he's referring to? I'm not sure, but there are opinions that. A Navi is one who's just to bring a message. That's the Ikar role of a Navi. Upen Yachshav Choshev Yomar. You might think, inquiring minds might want to know. Im Bikiyum Hoda'as Achidush Vasidos Tiskayim HaNevuah L'Tonosa. If by being Mekayim, by fulfilling, telling us things that are going to happen in the future, if that's the way that we know a Navi is really a Navi, we test him and we see what he has to say. What's stopping then any false prophet from claiming to be able to do things in the future? We could test him, and if he's right, he's right. In other words, how is this such a good test? We see that there are Nevi'im running around all the time in Tanakh claiming to know what's going to happen. I'm going to run through this quickly because this is... not as Iker, I want to get to the Iker point, which is after this. V'zechai nafshi paragadol v'roi levaroso. This is very important. Kadesh yizbora hefresh bein navi... I guess that's a little bit ironic that he said this is so important. And the Rambam just said this is very important. Everything the Rambam writes is very important. But for our purposes, it's not as central to what we want to be talking about. Whew. Okay. I mean, does anyone have a napkin? I just have to wipe some of the footprints out of my mouth. Okay. Kadesh yizbora hefresh bein divrei ha-misnave b'shem elokim v'divrei bala kochos. We need to distinguish between what a true prophet is and what a false prophet is. Vani Omer, and I say, Shakosmim Ovre Shemaim Vamachshvim Hamichashvim V'Anshei Achaburahi. All of these black magic people, Yagidu Asidos HaHavayot Av Al Yitzdak Tzasam V'Yishkor Tzasam BeHechlo. They do. They try to tell you what's going to happen in the future, and sometimes they're actually right, but not always. Sometimes yes. Sometimes no. V'zeh davar nero nosa tamid. And this is just blatantly obvious if you just look at their track record. V'yaskimu lov gankim anshe ha-molacha hazeh v'oso som lo ninakeru. And they'll admit it themselves. They don't deny it. Aval yisron kol ish mehem al-chaveiro. The maila of one fake prophet over another fake prophet is b'yos kol shikrei ish echad pachos m'shikrei zuloso. You know? How do you become a good tarot card reader, right? Like in the tarot card business, how come some tarot card readers stay in business and sometimes go out of business, right? You know tarot cards? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like you go to some lady and there's like all these like sheets hung up on the wall and she like takes out a card and she's able to like tell your future. She reads your palm a little bit. Palm readers. We all know palm readers, okay? How come some palm readers do really good business and some palm readers go out of business? Because the ones that they have a better track record, they stay in business. The ones who have a worse track record, they go out of business. You know, you have somebody who comes and says, oh, I went to this palm reader and she told me X, Y, and Z, and it actually happened. So then someone else goes. And if you go and it's wrong, so then people stop going. So it's, you know, those who are more on target. Now, I want you to keep your ears perked here. There's what to discuss here. If the Rambam is saying, listen, there's a certain percentage of times you're going to be right, and the ones who are lucky are more right, more often right than the ones who are unlucky, and therefore certain ones do better than others. Or, is the Rambam saying, there is a chachma here. And there is an ability for these people to understand a little bit and to be able to tell the future a little bit. But, it's not a perfect science, and therefore, the ones who are better, right, it's sort of like you go to someone who claims to be able to read your mind. So, you know, there's psychology involved, right? There's a guy, Mark Salem, Jewish guy who goes around in a lot of places. What?
He's a lie detector.
He's trained like policemen in how to like tell if someone's lying, and it's amazing. Like you'll be thinking of something and he'll get it. Like you'll think of objects, and I've seen it with my own eyes. And the people who've done it, He's not a magician. He'll tell you himself. He's not a magician. He's just very good at reading people. Now you're like, I also could tell if someone's twitching when they're like lying to you. We're talking about a whole other level. He's really very, very talented. And so the Ram, there's a good chance that's what the Rambam's saying. But just keep your ears perked if what the Rambam's saying. Aval Yisron kol ish me'am al-chaber, what's the advantage or the maila of one, I would say charlatan over another, but maybe not charlatan, but one non-profit over another non-profit? What is it? It's called shikra ish echad pachos mishikra ish zulu also, whoever has the least lies. Ach shi yitztiku b'chol dikteke asidos, ze'if shalios, but shi yitztiku b'chol dikteke asidos, that he should always be right? That's impossible. They don't even claim to always be right. They say, listen, you know, I can't tell for sure, but from the lines on your palm, it seems like you're a very angry person. What? I'm not angry. I mean, you're not so angry. You're like a little angry. They don't claim it themselves. They say, this year there'll be no rain. There'll be a drought. And there's a little bit of rain. And they say, you see, I saw in the star pattern that there wouldn't be so much rain. I thought it would be none. There really was a very little. So I wasn't completely off. Right? Like the meteorologists. I'm sorry if anyone's father's a meteorologist. I'm sorry. V'zeh adavar yikra lo kishiyah baki ma'od. And this happens when someone's very skilled. And also they know, we speak about these people, people who have some skills in this area. This is what Yeshaya meant. When he said, Yamdu na, v'yoshiucha, hobrei shemayim achozim mechochovim modiyim lechadoshim, me'asher yavo alayach. They are going to know, me'asher, from those things that will happen. And Chazal or Doresh in the Medrash, may asher below ko asher. They know from some of the things, not all of the things. May asher, not ko asher. The in mu adeha neviim ba'after chasam came. But this is not true when it comes to neviim. Aval yitzdak hakol ad mila achrona lo yipol davar medivrehem. When a true Navi speaks, everything he says comes true. If something doesn't happen from what he says, neda shikro, we know that he's lying. When something is nigzar from Hashem, it doesn't not happen. It always happens. And this is what Yirmiyahu told the dreamers. There were people getting dreams. And in these dreams, they were getting it as if it was Nevuah, as he says in the footnote here, Besignon HaNeviim, like he was being called Koamar Hashem. He was arguing with them and saying, listen, you're claiming to be Neviim? You're not really Neviim. And he would say, HaNavi Asher Ito Chalom Yisaper Chalom. Everybody tell your dreams. You guys all claim to be getting dreams from God? I have a dream. Yeah, you have a dream? Tell me the dream, and let's see if it's correct. V'yasher divrei ito, yedaber divrei emes, ma'alateven eslabar, ne'um Hashem. And he says, the one who God spoke to, he will speak the truth. What is the comparison of the chaff to the kernel? Meaning, how can the fake, the much lesser quality thing, which is like the chaff, the straw and all the waste product. Well, it's not waste product, but the non tevin is the kernel. The bar is the extra stuff that we don't need. So when you're right, that's when they thresh. They knock off, it causes a separation between the part that we use for grain and the part that straw that we don't use. And what's this comparison here? Peshach Chacham, Inyan Hazeh. Shenevuah is brura v'ein bo tarobes min hakazav. It's not mixed at all. It's pure. Like the grain is pure. Kimo ha-bar ha-mevurar min ha-tevin. Sorry, I had it backwards. The bar, like the bar is the kernel. From the tevin is the straw. So the bar, yeah.
But don't we say that every cholam, that every nevuah has some shekhar inside?
Dreams that we have, but not when a navi gets a dream.
Yosef is out of.
So
Rashi,
yeah, go ahead.
Rashi brought to the Yosef is out of that that the fact that he dreamt that his mother was going to try that he's going to bat him. That was like the
right. So I think we have to distinguish between. It's a good question. You want to know Yosef Atzadik. So part of the dream was that his mother was going to bow down to him, and his mother wasn't alive. So what do you mean that his mother was going to bow down to him?
And Rashi quoted it, I think, right. Like every dream, every nevuah has.
Right. And that's the Gemara says that every dream has a little bit of sheker in it. That's true. What I think we mean here is every Navi, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, their nevuos were given to them in a sedated state. In other words, they weren't awake when they got their nevuos. Now that's different than a dream. A dream, and that's what I think Yirmiyahu was coming to distinguish. His nevuah from the dreamers.
Shmuel as well.
Because they were claiming, what?
Shmuel
no, from there were false prophets running around during his time period.
Was also sleeping then?
Yeah, all the Nevi'im, even though he's compared to Moshe V'Aaron, but he didn't have the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron also didn't have the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was awake when he had dreams.
Have you seen that even by Malachim?
What was that?
Have you seen that even by Malachim, when the Malachim
appeared? Yes, so... So the Rambam says, as well known from the Abarbanel quoting, and having a long discussion about it, the Rambam says that the whole thing was a dream. Now, if you think about it, everyone says that Avram was would say that Avram was in a quasi sedated state. So the question is, was it a dream or was it a nevuah? That's what. But you're right, because then what happened with all the discussion with the. With the people, was that all a dream? Was that all a vision with Sarah, or was that actually happening? So that's a good question. We'll have to be mevarer that. But that's what Yirmiyahu was coming to do. He was coming to say to the Nevi'im, they weren't claiming to have dreams. What were they claiming to have? Nevuos. And he was basically saying to them, what you had were dreams, and either you're lying or you had dream. What you didn't have was nevuah. Because we're going to see. You say what your nevuah is, I'll say what my nevuah is, and we'll see who's correct 100% and who's not. Most of it is false. Like grain, which has in it every once in a while, like flour, straw, which every once in a while has a little bit of a, you find a kernel here, a kernel there of wheat. So too, anybody can give nevuos, and there'll be a kernel here and there of truth. The amru kashem shi yafshar labar below tevin, kach yafshar lechalom below dvar b'telim. Just like it's impossible to have wheat without some impurities in it, so too it's impossible to have a dream without some dvar b'telim. Okay, this now what we're about to get to is a very famous discussion in the Rambam. We have an issue we need to clarify. Because we just said that the way that you check if a Navi is truly a Navi is by testing to see if what he says comes true 100%. V'usha Navi kishi yisnabev et sarot u'ma'orot la'am shem chayavim kigon. Let's say a Navi comes and gives the people a warning and says, God is going to punish you. How about... Imagine a Navi comes to a nation, let's just call them Ninveh, and he says to them, in a few more days, God is going to kill all of you. Shiasirim Barav, O Cherev, O Shetehabbech Artsam, O Yerdu Alem Avne Al-Gabish, O Kedomalo, or huge boulders from heaven are going to fall on them. V'achar kein lo yiskayim davar min aninahu. And then guess what? The Ninevites, nothing happens to them, they're fine. V'ruchmo min Hashemayim, and Hashem has compassion on them. V'amdu kol inyaneim v'shalom v'shalva, v'lo yivadabo kazav ha-navi. Now, I don't understand. Isn't this telling me that the Navi is a liar? We said that a Navi could never, what he says, not come true. Really? What if he says something bad's going to happen? Hashem can't have mercy and stop the gezeirah from happening? So he says, lo yivadabo kazav ha-navi. This does not tell us that the Navi is lying. The Ein Roy Lomar, Shu Navi Sheker V'Shiach Chayav Misa. Mibnei shekadosh baruch hu nicham al hara. Rather, what happened? God had compassion. V'yafter shasu tshuva, v'saro minatzosa. Maybe they did tshuva. And they have repented. O ye acher gemulam hakadosh baruch hu becham losa. Or maybe God has decided to, what's that called in the court system when they push it off?
Appeal.
Suspend.
What?
Suspend.
Not appeal, the suspend. No, there's a technical word. Anyway, but he's pushed it off for now. He's been dochet because...
Defer?
No, I mean, those are all good words, but I don't think that's the word I'm thinking of.
Suspend?
All right, suspend. We'll go with suspend for now. It could be that he's pushed it off, Hashem. He said, you know what, I gave you until Tuesday. All right, I'll give you another week. One more week. Hashem says, you know what, I'm not going to punish Achav during his time. I'll do it during his son's time. Or maybe you've done a lot of good things, so you know what, you really should get punished now. But Hashem decides in the last minute, 11th hour, he decides to push it off. You don't say that such a person is considered like a Navi Sheker and we punish him for this. But that's when it comes to bad things. This is the rule, the Rambam's rule. Aval im hivtiach b'surot tovot she is chadshu l'sman katzav. But if it's a positive nevuah, v'yomar b'shana zu yiyah heshkep v'shalve v'haya bel nuchamos. He says it's going to be peace and tranquil in your borders. And what ends up happening? There's mechamos. Oh, yomar shanazotia gishuma ubrucha. There'll be lots of rain. And it ends up being a rub with tzores and drought. Chedomelo. Neida shu navi sheker v'iskayim bitul ta'anaso v'shikro. The Rambam has the Rambam principle for nevuos. That positive nevuos, once they are, and we're going to have to clarify this, but once positive nevuos are officially nigzar by Hashem, then they always come true. Even if you sin, you're no longer roy of it. When a positive nevuah, this is the Rambam's theory, when a positive nevuah is given, it can always become true. It can always come true. If a negative nevuah is given, it can change. Agav, when it comes to Ninveh, for instance, what was the Lashon of the Navi? He said, anyone know? What does he say? Od shloshes yamim, and Ninveh will be nehepachat. It will overturn. So there already, the Abar Ben El says, well, that word can be understood in two ways. Either they'll be flipped over, or they'll flip over. In other words, they'll change. So the Abar Ben El tries to show that sometimes when the Navi gives a nevuah, he says it in a way where it can be open to interpretation in order to allow the different possible outcomes. But the Rambam's theory is good nevuahs come true. Bad nevuahs don't necessarily come true. So first of all, what do you think the Rambam is going to suggest? If you need to test the Navi, how should you test them?
Good things.
With good things. Because bad things can change. It doesn't tell you if the Navi's true. You have to test the Navi with good things. Obviously, there's going to be problems because there are going to be lots of cases that we're going to cook up where it seems like good nevuos are retracted. So, let's continue. Yes?
Isn't Masha from Shalon of the Rambam that they tested them through like specific cases like the Atonim, right? Shul comes and he says, you know, where's my donkey? And he tells him where his donkey is, right?
You're saying which isn't good or bad.
Right. It's a neutral case. And in such a case, you can have someone that pretends to be a Navi, right? Keeps giving bad prophecies, right? And we have cases of Navi, which literally all we hear from them is just like
terrible
things, right?
Right.
And it's
a good business. If you're in the business, it's better to prophesy bad, because then, if it doesn't happen, you say, very nice, did you? Excellent.
Right, yeah, but then no one will go to you.
Yeah.
Right.
Only in the States. It seems to leave a lot of room for like leeway.
Right. Okay, so let's see. Let's see about that in-between category. All right, two more minutes. V'alzeh amar ha-kasav b'zadon dibro ha-navi lo sagor mimenu. Ratzel omar, al yafchidcha v'al yafhilcha mil harogoto emunaso v'yasho v'chachmaso acharei asher malu libo le'eh b'davar gadol kazeh v'diber sara al Hashem yisbarach. Shekarish baruchu kishi yafhtiach umah v'vesuros tovos al yudei navi I efshar shlo yeasan kadesh piskayim nevuaso levnei adam. When Hashem gives a good prophecy, it will definitely happen. And if he says otherwise, then zadon dibro hanavi, he's lying. Anything Hashem says. Oh, aval inyan pachad Yaakov. So what happened? Yaakov was told. What is Yaakov told? Don't worry. Everything I will be with you, and everything that happens. Hinei anochi imcha. Ushmarticha b'chol asher teilech. And yet, what was Yaakov scared? We said that Yaakov was scared. Why was Yaakov scared? So Chazal say, "Vayimefache, vayira Yaakov ba'od, vayetzar lo." The pasuk says he was scared. So why was he scared? So Amr Chachamim Zochanu Bracha, "Shayimefache me avon, shema yegorim lo misa." As Rashi quotes, "Abuat Masha Amru Kasavar shema yigrom hachem." So we have a big kash on the Rambam. You want to say that good nevuos always come true. Well, Yaakov Avinu, we have no one less of stature than Yaakov Avinu, who was told, Ushmarticha, don't worry, go into Chutz Laaretz, I will protect you. And Vayira Ma'od, he was very scared. What was he scared? It was a good prophecy. Prophecy. Why was he concerned? What was he scared about? Good nevuos don't ever get rescinded. What do you mean, Shema Yigro Machet? He thought maybe his sins would prevent him from getting the Nevuah. These things don't come true. So says the Rambam, Yorizeh, Shekharish Baruch Hu Yavtiach Batova, V'Yigro Avonos Lo Yizkayim Batova. Who, what? It wouldn't happen? If Hashem promises good and you do bad, it's not going to happen? It won't come true? To be continued. We'll pick up next week to find out the answer. How could Yaakov Avinu have been scared that the Nevuah won't come true if we have a principle from the Rambam that Afilu al-Tanai Eino Chozer Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu.